Crime Report, brought to you by the Crime Stoppers of Suffolk County. That's 1-800-220-TIPS, 220-8477. That's where all calls are indeed kept controversial. Sometimes a monetary reward issued for information that will lead to an arrest. Joe Jacklin, of course, part of the NYPD for over 20 years. Bronx Cold Case Squad, adjunct professor over at John Jay College, author of The Criminal Investigative Function, A Guide for New Investigators. Joe, also a highly decorated member of the day of the NYPD, including the most notable Departmental of Valor. And he's a best-selling author of The Cold Case Handbook, does a great show on YouTube regarding the Gilgo investigation, actually featured on the CW this week as well. We'll go over that. We say a very good morning to the Sarge. Joseph, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I am well. I'm well. I want to start with something that happened last Friday night, Sarge. The four individuals who have been allegedly pinned to the dismemberment of the body all throughout the parks over the last couple of weeks, body parts and everything else. Well, obviously, there was a lot of controversy. Held, not held, GPS monitors, yes, no, finally they were on. But one of the individuals, and they were all let go, obviously. But you and I discuss so much of this all the time regarding the word dangerousness, being able to help, hold people. And one of the individuals was picked up for petty larceny in a CVS store. I mean, it's like par for the course here. The reason why you hold people is to not get caught up in any heinous acts or nefarious acts of criminal activity. Obviously, it happened.
Yeah, and it's kind of embarrassing in the respect that you look at this bail reform stuff that we've been talking about, right? So here you have these four individuals that allegedly, you know, hacked up these two victims and spread their body parts, you know, in different locations in Manhattan, it's you on Long Island, and then all of a sudden, you know, one of the suspects gets arrested for shoplifting. Yes, not the major crime that we all anticipate was going on, but still, it just goes to show you that the system is broken. It is completely broken. First of all, these four should not be out. They should have been able to be held on dangerousness. I mean, if you're alleging that these four people hacked up two other individuals and spread their body parts all over Long Island, if you're telling me that they're not dangerous, I don't know who is then.
Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right, Sarge. I mean, what is a dangerous individual, right? But I guess Albany needs to define that a little bit more.
Well, maybe this is the case that finally brings out the fact that some of this is absolutely insane. You know, like the definition of insane is you keep on going through the same thing over and over again, looking for a different result. Yeah. I mean, we've seen other cases where people have been released and then, you know, within a short period of time, do something, you know, far worse than shoplifting. But it just goes to show you that there needs to be a fix. There needs to be something done, right? Whatever they did needs to be undone and reworked, because it's not working. Instead, we've been gaslighted from Albany from the beginning of this, told that we were, fear-mongering and everything else. But you know what? Leopards don't change their spots, and it's as simple as that.
Exactly right. And, listen, this is what the fight keeps going as far as these discussions are concerned. New York is only one of the 50 or so that allow this to happen. Dangerousness. Dangerousness, ladies and gentlemen. That's a word we cannot put in the equation for some reason. Sarge with us. Joe Jacklin, The Crime Report. Sarge, you were on the CW this week regarding the Gilgo investigation. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. On Tuesday night, the CW put a documentary out on the Gilgo Beach investigations. It was a two-hour documentary. You can actually watch it for free on the CW website or the app. You don't need to have cable or anything like that. And I think it's for maybe a short time. So if you want to see it, I would get on the internet and watch it. It was, I thought, you know what? I was a little nervous. So sometimes when I do these documentaries, you don't know how they're going to turn out, right? So you have no control over the direction they go or what they say or what they do. The only thing you can control, of course, is what you say. But after watching it, I was actually pleasantly pleased in regards to how they handled it. It was pretty victim-centric. It was different than most other documentaries that you saw. They use lots of maps. They use lots of imagery. They use lots of on-the-scene video that they went painstakingly through. And I thought they really did a good job painting the picture of exactly what had transpired before, during, and after the investigation. So I'm pretty excited about being part of it.
Yeah, and you should be, because you know, your shows have been phenomenal on YouTube. The viewership just keeps rising, it seems, every week. So there was some new material that came out this week, Joe, regarding this whole investigation, as the defense team for Rex Yearman combs through all of this stuff, trying to find a loophole. That's what they're trying to do. But more information coming out regarding the four women, the Go-Go Four, and everything else, how they were found nude, duct tape, that whole thing. Anything alarm you in that type of situation that you read?
No, nothing really was shocking kind of thing. I mean, we could probably have all speculated just about every one of those pieces of information that has come out. You know, it just opens up another issue there, that some of these, the clothes and some of their personal belongings could be somewhere else, right? Whether they're either taken by the killer or discarded somewhere else and could have been found, you know, and they didn't even know about it at the time. So that to me is a little bit of an interesting part, Greg, right? Because we know that the elephant in the room has to deal with the search warrants from his home and from the storage facility, right? So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And you know what, sometimes, and when the defense does something, it could backfire on them. So I'm going to watch exactly what happens once that storage facility information becomes available.
All righty. Yeah, nothing too crazy coming out. The beat goes on. Listen, defense has a lot of work to do. They basically are trying to find something here that does not attach Rex Yearman to these murders. That's what it's all about right now. That's what it's about. Michael Brown and his staff need to do that. That's their job. And we'll see what transpires over the next couple of months. Assange with us, Joe Jacqueline with the Crime Report. Joe, let's go over a couple of things. You know, we've been talking a lot, unfortunately, regarding some of these school districts. A jury last week actually found Herricks not negligent. We're talking about this Child Victims Act case involving a high school graduate who alleged he was sexually abused by a school psychologist in the late 80s. And that decision appeared to surprise many in that courtroom last week, that the district didn't act with any reckless disregard of failing to protect the individual from this Vincent Festa, despite a lot of warnings and reports that this guy sexually abused others at school in the prior decade. Now, we've seen a lot of this. We saw what happened in Bayshore with this guy going on here. A lot of stuff going on with these districts and the CBA, Joe.
Yeah, no, like I said, this is a case that is going to have to be watching. Listen, once it gets in front of a jury it depends. Remember, listen, it doesn't necessarily have to be criminal. It could be civil charges, which is going to happen anyway, right? So there's going to be a civil case in regards to other types of lawsuits and that are happening. So, I mean, listen, we want to just figure out what went wrong so this never happens again. This has been going on for 30 years, right? So, I mean, we want to make sure. I mean, it may be dating back to the 1980s, for crying out loud. So we want to figure out if something went wrong, how it went wrong, and if it's happening right now, maybe they can stop it or prevent it from happening.
Yep. No question. And this is what the CVA does right now, as far as being able to go back in time and revisit a lot of these cases. So, statute of limitations and everything else really evaporated with this type of stuff. But, you know, we've seen this in the church. We're seeing it in the schools now. You know, it's a process. You wonder how these schools have been functioning and everything else. Complaints lodged, people, you know, listen, don't come forward as quickly as maybe they should for, you know, whatever reason, sometimes obvious reasons. But nonetheless, yeah. It is some serious fear stuff over the years, Joe.
Sure. Fear is a big factor into that, right? Are people going to believe me? We know that assaults that deal in the sexual nature are the most underreported crime in America. There's no doubt about it. And it comes from a variety of reasons. And one of those is about fear of not being treated like you are actually telling the truth, right? So how would you as a kid be able to say that an adult did this? There's a lot of things that go on in these things. And God forbid, you know, if you're in that position, how you would react or how I would react, we wouldn't know, thankfully. But it's a terrible situation all around.
No doubt. The Sarge with us, the crime report. Joe, Suffolk County and the family of a Bayshore man fatally beaten by police. This was a traffic stop, Sarge. Back in 2008, they've agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by the deceased estate. So you had a jury awarded the family of Kenny Lazo $35 million back in August. There was a three-week trial going on here. All in all, the argument and the motion that was filed that the evidence did not justify the verdict. So the judge in the case, rejected the verdict or scheduled a new trial. That was the case there. But there was a settlement as far as the family of Kenny Lazo. We spoke about this case for a long time, Joe, and it finally came about as far as a judge's mindset here.
Yeah, no, it's, it's a huge amount of money in regards to a situation where you have, police misconduct. And it's something that, an absolute awful thing. But you know what? It's there's more work to be done in Suffolk County in regards to this. Because
no question.
Yeah, this is something that, you can't afford to happen again, not only from the police department's perspective in regards to what your job and function is, but for the amount of money that is getting paid out in these lawsuits. It's unacceptable on so many levels. And, the police department in Suffolk County needs to do a better job in policing itself in certain cases. Now, yeah, this happened, 14 years ago or so, or 15 years ago, but still. You need to make sure that this never happens again.
No question. And we've seen various cases of brutality, alleged brutality cases in the county. We know that these investigations are conducted by internal affairs and everything else. Results are rarely made public, by the way. So, these are incidents that you and I have discussed. Very troubling incidents, no question. So we'll keep an eye on that. Also, Sarge, today, I believe you have a Suffolk jury that will start deliberations. This is the case of a Queens mother and a stepfather, Joe, charged with depraved indifference, murder, and the death of a 5-year-old. Just a god-awful story here regarding the mother, Valerie Owusu, and Emmanuel Adai drove this kid to Adai's apartment or parents' apartment in Brentwood instead of taking him to a doctor after they beat him inside the apartment. I mean, the kid was emaciated, 49 pounds, I believe he was. But, the fact is that these people had no regard at all for what they were doing here. I mean, it was obvious.
Right, and that's where the charge depraved indifference comes in. I mean, it's a heavy charge to get in extra on these cases, and it's just when you hear about these things against children, it's terrible. And we need to do a better job about in the system itself, right, where teachers and doctors and everybody else. And the reason why they didn't take them to the doctors is because it would have been obvious reasons why they didn't, right? Because it would have been so obvious to the doctors that there was something that terrible had happened to this kid that was going to be beyond any story, like he fell or anything like that. So it's just terrible around. And we're hearing a number of these cases across the country. I mean, and Long Island has, we just went through a couple of years ago with the Valva case. So
yes,
I mean, it's just one thing after another.
Yeah, no doubt. He is the template young Thomas. For what happened to him. And when you hear of these types of deals with kids, it's just, you stop in your tracks. And that's what happens here. The Sarge with us, of course, with the crime report. And the Sarge, of course, best-selling author, Cold Case Handbook. The ongoing show on YouTube regarding Gilgo and everything else that is going well. And you got more to come as far as this whole thing, Joe, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll keep on following the case. We got some other things that we're doing in the news that we're following up on. I started a new show that I've been doing in the morning hours around 8 a.m., only a couple of days a week right now. We're just testing it out. I'm looking for a sweet spot, so to speak. I'm up early anyway, so might as well take advantage of that.
Indeed. Of course, Joe's been with us several times. Not normally on his Friday slot here, but obviously there's so much going on in the news that, you know, this is, Joe is a very sought-after individual regarding the media and all his experience, and we appreciate that. And also, Cold Case Handbook doing extremely well off the shelves and everything else. We talk about it all the time. Very appropriate with all these cases, especially with the Gilgo stuff going on. But the Cold Case Handbook has served to be an excellent read there, Sarge.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm actually already lining up some information for a possible second edition of the Cold Case Handbook. We'll see how this goes. But we're also going to be out in the Hamptons on April 11th at the Hamptons Whodunit. I'll be out there all a couple of days, so come on out and come to the festival. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, always a lot of fun if you love mysteries and all that is in the solving of these cases that have certainly gone by over the years. With all that's happening, it is a must get to out there. Always a lot of fun in the Hamptons. Joe, before we let you go, there was a piece of news that broke regarding the red flag laws and upholding legislation and bills and everything else as far as the courts are concerned. But, you know, listen, even there, and we know in the state of New York anything goes, right, as far as Albany and laws and whatnot here. But red flags, you know, red flag laws are very, very important because it's a signal. As far as those who are not capable of carrying a firearm do and create harm involved here. But that was an important bit of news over the last day.
Yeah, no, it's important. I mean, yes, the ability to be able to identify an individual that has some serious issues, let's just call it that, and then the access to firearms. I mean, it's an important aspect for law enforcement, too, to prevent somebody from doing something terrible or even using that force against cops. So it's I know there's lots of pushback on certain things, whatever, but if you just take a look and see exactly what's transpired over the country about these mass shootings, they listen, we need something.
Without question. The Sarge and the Crime Report, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-220-TIPS. That's Crime Stoppers in Suffolk County. All calls kept confidential. Sarge, great having you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Jay. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it all. You too, my friend.